Welcome to Studio 2X. What? Yeah, when you do this, this is the nosy thing. Just cover your hand over the mic. You can squeeze your nose too, which sounds really cool. Like a gangster from 20s. Yeah, forget about it.
Okay. Not for real. I think Frank had a joke like that once in Helsinki. Yeah, it was a show in Helsinki, and he did that thing. He made the joke, and he's like, ha ha, and the audience like, huh, what? Yeah, they were like clapping, not clapping, like doing the little golf claps. Then Frank was like, enough with joking. Let's go on to the whatever. I think it wasn't the Xie La Fan joke. It was something else. I just can't remember. But anyway, yeah. Oh. Okay, here we go. Just trying to get this check. Yeah, there's a voice meter has this thing. I'm just trying to get it. Yeah. Anyway, it should work. Yeah, it's working. Loud. To readjust a little bit. So, yeah. Friday. I have some Le Father's coffee, and the little Petucci mini. I don't know, the holiday cakes. I don't know what they call them. Holiday. I'm gonna say Petucci's. This is Petucci. Petucci. I don't know. I gotta ask my Italian friends, see what they say. But they make this tiny ones. Tiny little ones you can get. Crap. Let me see. Holiday kit. Holiday cakes. Which is tough, because the recipes, I don't want a recipe, damn it. ALBUCCI, Petucci cakes. I think that's DU, not CU. I'm trying to figure out where. Christmas cakes. Where are they? I don't know. People call them fruit cakes. So when you eat it, you'll get that joke. Oh. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Anyway, jerk. You jerk. Yeah, I don't know. When somebody big fun is saying things like that, just give it a look. Just keep looking at them. They just keep laughing. You just keep looking. And you eat your cake at the same time. And eventually they'll be like, oh, it will go away. Right back at you, buddy. And now I'm having a Tim Hortons. A little bit left. I'm hoping Target have bags of grounded. That's not bad. It needs a little more, like oomph, and that would be great. I'm sure in the stores it's different. So anyway, I cannot find the advertising for those cakes. Very strange. Where did you go, man? Me talking to the internet. Yeah, I'm on the mission now. I have to go find it. Who has the Costco. Maybe that's where you got it. But they're the medium ones. They're tiny. So today's picture, that's what it is. Tiny little. Let's see. We got it. But they have the Panettone. That's what it is. But they have other brands. Cristo di Serrano. Never heard of that one. Do I have any more? No? I'm trying. Bell Ducci Panettone. Okay, here we go. So it's usually you get the big ones, but this time I saw the little ones. So, you know, once you open the big one, you gotta finish it. I can't just have a tiny bit. Have the tiny ones. Chocolate was it? Chocolate chip with the I forgot what that like a not chocolate chip, but they have another one. It's like chocolate something. That's really good. Almond chocolate almond. I don't know. But I like the little ones. Well, they do, yeah, and they're moist too. It's like, holy cow. This is better. I don't feel like eating a whole cake. Then I'll become really fruit cake. Not that I already am. Get it? It's like, don't get the Helsinki audience. Go. What is it? Are we supposed to laugh? I think so. Everybody. That album. Let me see. Was it one night at Helsinki? Or, I don't know, Frank? Album, where is it? And one of my windows open for the FTX. I'm just reading through. What a terrible thing happened, of course, but it's a risk. So, you gotta be like, yeah. Oh, I still can't find it. I'm having a hard time finding things today. Discography. Here we go. Frank Sinatra discography. I'm not sure it's a remix, remastered, but this is very old. Like, when he was at that age, start getting, getting older. Wonder why I can't find it. I'll find it. It's in my collection, so I have it. Somewhere. But there, he did a joke. That's why I'm trying to find it. See if I can find that song. This is the type of music when I started a podcast with my nose. This is the type of music. You gotta use that. Hey. Dance with me, babe. Come on. Let's go. You try to do that today? Slap. Even back then, you get a slap. No, you can do it like nerdy. Depends on the girl to like go up to the bar. Be like, do you like to dance with me? Some girls love that. But my approach is like talk to them, have a drink. Hey, bartender, give me a drink. Thank you. Take a sip. And talk to them a little more. Say, hey. Hi, my name is. My name is Woodrow's. So yeah, been here long? Yeah. Oh yeah. What do you do? Whatever, just have a little conversation. Hey, wanna dance? Always worked that way. Hey, wanna dance? Some girl. Yeah. But I would say like more than half the time, like, no, thank you. I have a boyfriend. Like, yeah. So anyway, yeah, I'm scrolling through the whole discography. I'm just not seeing it. I don't know why. When is somebody? That's real weird. Right. Album. Alive in house. But there's live albums. Life from Vegas. There's Life from Australia. Sega, Saga, We're on the String. No. nothing but the best. No, that's not it. Yeah, it's not there. So somebody, did they blink it? Oh, no. But anyway, it's somewhere. I just had to find it. No. Oh, well. Anyway, it's been like 15 minutes trying to figure that out. Wow. What's on the news? I don't know. I don't care. Only FTX? Yeah, I had it open because I'm trying to figure it out. Did somebody point something out about the chief bankman? Bankman and somebody else. There's some weird connection. Or like trying to find something like. So this is a total Ponzi scheme. I mean, looks like they're doing something, but then again, I don't know. Crypto, because a lot of people think crypto is Ponzi scheme. Anyway. So, I don't know. But I've seen FTX when it started. And actually, I got an email from one of the recruiters. It's like, hey, would you like to work? Since you know crypto, you put crypto on your LinkedIn page. Would you like to go work? I was like, I'm not a programmer. I mean, I can be a programmer. I don't want to get involved with this. It's like, I'll take all my savings, I'll put it somewhere with a wallet. That's it. Like, you guys want to go screw around with the exchanges? Go do that. No, I don't want to get involved. So they have the headquarters in Bahamas. Well, at least he didn't change his look. So, but then again, I don't know. And I'm reading, well, this is your post. I'm reading the first comment I'm seeing. It's like 2 hours ago by this guy, Shrike. This is how I did it, as a professional software geek. But me, as a professional photographer, marketing personnel, commercial artist, I don't know what else, bandmate, I don't know, the list goes on. I've done so. I went to many schools. You learn a lot. So it could be anything else. So I'm going to leave as a professional something out. But everybody knows that I know Bitcoins and stuff. So it's more than that. And to say, I cannot afford one Bit. You don't need to. Just need some sats. I was like, what's that? It's like, imagine you have $100, right? Then there's pennies to act, you can add up to $100. Yeah, you can buy a penny. But I don't get it. How can I spend $100 for a penny? Or fractional. Do you know fractional? Yeah, you don't need the whole cake. Piece of it. You can buy a piece of it. Whatever you can afford without taking back out. Right. That. I was approached with that too. Question. When BTC went off, I got approached. Same thing. But I think all the people who were in got it. Friends, acquaintances, your colleagues, How did I get in? It's like, didn't I tell you guys years and years ago getting on it? Because this is the new thing. It's going to change. I thought it was going to be something else. Maybe like one of the credit card companies going to come up with something. It wasn't. This is just a bunch of guys got it together. Whether the code is from military or not, but they say, how do we get away from get the money back to the people? I think that's how I felt. I don't know if it's that's how it's going to go or not, but you guys should have gotten on it early. But I feel the same way. This guy thinks it's an amazing monetary vehicle. Yeah, in the investment commodity, it's no better than for trading in foreign currency. Yeah, it's pretty, not just currency, but like trade goods. No, it's basically, it's better. It's more anonymous. I think it's probably more secure in certain ways. You don't want people cracking it, even though there are a lot of people say there's a backdoor. There is a backdoor. They don't know. There's no backdoor. The only ones have backdoor are those tokens. That one pre-mined. They add a code in. So they add something else you can attract it to. You know, you can monitor it. You can put, say, hey, grab this person's IP. Find out who it is. Find out where he's going, where the bank is, and you can trace back to this person. BTC, you cannot. You don't see. You see transactions, but you see some wallet thing. But as far as who owns it or what? It's no way for them to know, for the big guys. So that's why a lot of big guys are just afraid of it. I mean, even somebody like our ex-president, or current president, or somebody, everybody knew. They're like, yeah, we're not favoring that. What? Because it's new money. It's not old money. They're in the old money system. They could put DMs. Let's just say they get it. So they get bailed out, right? But with this BTC, they cannot be bailed out because it's held by the people who have a stake in it. So that means personal. Each person, and we keep running. They can't shut it off. Like what they do with the banks. Like what happened with Greece? Shut the bank off. Now what happened to the other countries? Now shut the bank off. Was it South America? Was the one? You can't do that. Here's another one that's great because you don't understand Bitcoin. No, actually, I should let that out, but this is a good one. Bitcoin doesn't need FTX, but FTX needs Bitcoin. Yeah, if you go to worldcoinindex.com, you know, and look at the charts, if you read the charts for a long time, the only thing are stable and it's flat. Binance, anything with the USD in it, everything else follows the chart of BTC. Some of them higher and some of them lower, so the same. So everything runs on that, including Ether. They say, oh, Ether is separate. No, it's the same. It's the same stuff. Let me see. USD coins, yes, like it's always one It might go up a tiny bit, like 1.01, 1.02, might go 99 cents, but it's always one. So you don't look at it. You just look at 24-hour volume. Then you know who's pulling money where. And you get an idea, like, oh, somebody's pulling something here. They're going to check it out and pull it somewhere else. Like, ooh. So, ooh, that'll code. Theta token. They had a news announcement or something. I got an email. I was fooling around with it for a while, but then I lost my password. I can't get to my account. It's only like $100 in it. But it's, yeah, no big deal. Just want to see how it works. It's a little complex compared to the others. Then just, eh. They don't have a wallet connect thing. Eventually they did, but I'm just, I don't want to follow that crap. It's cool, they got Katy Perry, whatever. But then there's, I didn't feel it. Well, I'm gonna give Frank Sinatra Frank a try again. I'm gonna try YouTube, which I forgot. Let me see. Yeah, there is one. Holy cow. One Night, I think it's called. Because I have a Depeche Mode. I don't have any other one. I forgot who. So One Night. And I can't figure out who. Which one's which. It's not there. I think it's like one of those. It's like one of those off records where about taken down because, you know, the Sinatra. Nancy's still around, right? She has control. What the children do? Can't remember. Her children do. So the grandkids have control over the Sinatra estate. So maybe they canceled it. No boom. Anyway. Can't find it. Screw it. Okay. Anything else interesting? Yeah. It's political fight. Political fight. FTX has filed bankruptcy. Bitcoin's crashing again. Oh, good. Time to buy. Yeah, I can see it. It's crashing a little bit now. I'm waiting. I'm waiting for the bottom. I was going to cash out. But now I'm thinking maybe I should cash back in. Maybe I shouldn't cash out and just leave that part of it like alone and watch. As far as anything else, TSMC is supposed to have a new plant in Arizona or something. I don't know what else is there. There isn't anything. It's very boring. I mean, it's not boring. It's not really that boring, but it just... So now Twitter, I don't know what's going on Twitter. I think they're figuring out how it works, but I think eventually he will figure out what to do. Is he gonna bring down? I don't know. There's a talks that he's gonna make Twitter a verification website that you can, you know, socialize also, but this is your ID, like digital ID. System. I'm like, yeah, I can see that. See that. Can we hide from them? No. I don't think so. No, dude, people, we gotta fight. Eventually, no, I don't think so. Cameras. What? Judas Priest saying about electric guy. You think we can hype on electric guy now? No. Did people protest? Yes. What happened? Nothing. Come put a camera everywhere now. Well, now over here it's by the, you know, by every traffic light. And they take a picture of you. Okay. And people freak out. You know, until those people find me, then I tell them what the several satellites and several airplanes that are in our military inventory and the Secret Service inventory, like with a two finger quote. Inventory. It's side scan, top scan, all sorts of stuff, and you can take a laser and put a microphone on and just point at somebody's house. You can literally listen to conversations. Just ordinary things you can get in a store. It's like, somebody's listening to you. If I have a phone, like, I use my iPhone for something else, but the voice is hanging out. It's always on. So it's the front top camera. The back camera, I got a case with a cover on it. So it's sort of okay. Only reason I did it, because you know how people hold up their phones? They're walking. How do you know they're not filming? Right? This is not for me. This is for people who look at my phone. Oh, this guy's not filming. It's appeasement. No, it's even like, oh, good. I don't use my phone like that. I don't walk around, you know, constantly staring at my phone. Put it from my face and walk. I'll sit down somewhere first, then like, finish my work, have a little cup, have a little espresso or something. I'm like, it's cool, Then I walk away, put it in my pocket, and walk away. I don't know. I never thought I needed that much. Never liked the phones. Not even like regular telephone. Never liked phones. I think because I never liked speaking. That was true when I was young. But now, of course, now I got the podcast. I have to speak. This is forced. I have to force myself to do this. So I can see that at least in the future time, if I need to speak in front of a lot of people, I have the confidence. It's always about confidence building. Yeah. Twitter bankruptcy possible as FTC expressed deep concern. So he's gone bankrupt. Well, Twitter is weird. Take out all the bots. No, you get rid of the bots. What's left? People are leaving. They're not going to make money. My thing is that maybe he's going to turn around, do something else with it. Maybe exactly what some of my friends and some of the people I listen to saying they're going to make it into a identification company. U.S. drop parachute missile in the Arctic. What? Whoa. I heard other things, but I'm looking at the picture from this video. Like, you know, it kind of looks like one of those satellites people talk about. One of the names come to mind is called the Rod of God. Basically, this is like a telephone pole thing. Size thing. And then they put little actuators on it and they just drop it from satellites and you go boom, target anything you want. Like, what? Is that real? But now I'm thinking maybe, hey, we don't know. Took how long did they start doing the tic-tac thing? Right? Is tic-tac the only thing? Or there's something else? What about the pious? You know? Releasing the TR-3B. Not Triumph TR-3B. The TR-3B triangle thing. Flying thing. Anti-gravity thing. Right? How long did it take them? I was listening to and I'm terrible with this name, naming thing. Jordan Sather. So listen to him talking about the whole electric graphitic, which I read the whole article, whole like concept, whatever. I have it in PDF. Look at it. He said piezo, plus piezo things, piezo. There's a. But those of you don't know, you know the fire alarms, yeah, you got in your house. If you look at the speakers where the sound's coming out of this piece of flat thing, that's a piezo buzzer. And it depends on the circuit, you can change the frequency, but it always that one narrow band of frequency, and then you just turn it on, off. That's a piezo. Then you got the speaker system with a tiny little thing. Only shoots out with a high frequency. Middle and high frequency. That's a piezo speaker. So piezo means just tiny, small, and minute. So that's what it is. But it's interesting how they use that in the anti-grav, which kind of makes sense, because you just want that one frequency on one side and the other side to cancel it out. Then you get the floaty thing, I guess. I don't know. And you want to aim it just right. But anyway, news, things, whatever, meh. Hurricane Nichols inland, I think it's Atlanta, Georgia, on top of Georgia. What's it doing? Oh no. What's it doing? What is it doing? I think it's over. But we're getting rings anyway. Because this storm just grabbed all the moisture. So it's been raining. Sun, raining, sun. Back and forth. Let me see. Right now, it's less than 5 miles per hour wind. Okay, so it's dying. I'm looking at the NOAA thing. And it's over. Bye. Talk about hurricanes. There's this company down where the Hurricane Ian, where there, I think it's probably north, maybe close to us, close to me. They pulled out all the destroyed. It's called a salvage auction. So this whole bunch of, I'm seeing cars like, oh, frog bunk. Like, oh, you don't want to fix that engine. Why? Because it's done. So how about the frame and the shape of it? We're cleaning out a little bit. And take the seats out. No, upholstery. Just take it out and redo the whole thing. It's old Bronco. This is great. Can get the new Bronco engine or something. Pull it in. Kind of modern Bronco. Yeah. You know, as well, Porsche. Oh, like, oh, GT3. Like, oh, man, that's expensive. It's good for parts. Oh, crap. That sucks. So, how do you prevent that? I thought of that. If you decide, I don't want to move away from this ocean view place. How do I change my car garage position so that maybe we can lift it up when the storm hits? Or something, like water seal? What to do? I don't know. I'm surprised a lot of houses down south, you know, I visited a few times, are on stilts. Stilts will help, right? Should. You're not going to get away from hurricanes. So instead of having big buildings, maybe you should do something else with the... Can you build houses underground? Was it worth it? Or are you going to get mudslides or sinkholes? Maybe you find a sinkhole and just solidify it and be like, I'm loving a single. Solidify that sinkhole. Like, my house is down there. So are my cars. And the water sealed. Would that work? Like, how do you... I don't know. Can't get away from all weathers. Try to go to California. I'll be like, okay, California. Oh, earthquake. Right? And the meteor eroding year by year. A little bit. Then you got the, you get the big earthquake or the split. Would California do a lickety split? With the rest of the mainland? We don't know. Oh, what to do? What to do? Can't get away from it. You get away from one disaster, you're gonna have another one somewhere else. It's the balance. Salvage Tesla could use supercharger. Yeah. Really? Huh. I don't know. I'm still iffy about the electric. But Ford. Ford's gonna sell their Mach-E motor. It's electric. I'm like, oh. Hey, take that ocean dipped Ford Bronco and put this in it. Put this engine. Maybe it'll work. Holy cow, got an electric Bronco and sell it. No, clean it out. I know what they do, they drop rice over it, but I don't know. I don't know about that either. This is a picture of an old BMW. Oh my god, that's a classic. No, it's dipped in the ocean. They're like, oh, gonna wash it off. Hopefully they did, people. Whoever salvaged it. Engine, older engine, maybe okay. I think you'd try to restore it, but I don't think so. Everybody who told me, like, a car goes in the ocean, cannot restore engine otherwise. No. It's like, oh man. Yeah, 1974. BMW Bavaria. Bavaria, sorry. Oh. It's a drama. For car enthusiasts, it's a total drama. No. Wait, I got, hold on a second. It's Friday, so I'm going to float around with the echo. No. No, okay. So finally we're getting the 3D printed village. I'm not exactly sure where they're gonna build this one, but they're actually printing it now. It's by Bjork, England. So they're gonna build 25 houses in a little village. It's all 3D printed and it has solar, each one has a solar panel. I don't know what the price range is. This is gonna help. This is gonna help when you bring out this machine. into the moon, whatever. They can build facilities like that. So it's a test. I think it's more like test runs. I'm hoping Mr. Tesla will go like, hey, let's find a way. Ship all the stuff up there. Start building. Building the moon. Build it, right? Okay. Located north of Austin, Texas, city of Georgetown's master plan community, Wolf Ridge. Icon's ability to build at such an ambitious scale. Okay. So it's in Texas. It's nice. It looks very nice. It's kind of, you know, you don't need big houses. It's one floor, like what we have here. I think it because Texas, you get tornadoes. That helps. Yeah. All right. Very nice. It's going to start from like 400 grand. No, I'm not going to buy one of those. Too big. No, it's not too big. It's too expensive. Can they cut that? Can it be tiny house? Really, I just need like three rooms. You know, living room, kitchen, whatever, dining room could be one. Bathroom, really. The bedroom, that's it. Three rooms. But they can print that. Yeah. Be great. Otherwise, we get the Elon favorite tiny house. It was like 50 grand, something. And plus the land, you can put none with that foundation. It's probably like 100 something grand. 150 grand, maybe. Who less? Who knows? Live a little tiny house. Why not? Do I need a big? No. Even yesterday, I was watching some reason my YouTube, when I go to YouTube, I get these little tiny house. Not tiny house, but Tokyo. Japan, whatever, the capsule rooms, capsule hotels, or just sleep in a little box. $14 a day. I'm like, wow, that's cheap. Go visit Japan, flight will cost you the most. The hotel in Japan, not cheap. Hopefully you have a friend who speak English and Japanese. Otherwise, you're going to have a hard time. Even though they speak English over there, they won't do it in front of you. They know what you're saying, but they're just like, no, we speak Japanese here. Kids might be a little different, but people who work behind the counters, nope. Service people, they're like Japanese only. They want to keep the culture. The older generation want to keep the culture alive, and they're having a hard time because that whole society is changing. Just so many mix, you know. The old ones, well, years and years ago, now they're like middle, now 30s, 40s. Have kids. Kids come back. Well, mixed. Well, and the society become mixed. Capsule Hotel. Holy cow. Yeah, there's a bunch of them on YouTube. You can look it up. Tiny. efficient. That's what it's about, efficiency. Gentlemen, breakfast, hearty breakfast, customer. Why is that? That's weird. Every time I refresh cache, clear out everything, I get this weird stuff. And of course, I just type Frank Sinatra. Now you got Nat King Cole, Dean Martin, you know, the Rat Pack. Not the Lat Pack, but Rat Pack. Where did you get the Lat Pack? That's from Lost in Translation. Make it Suntory time. If you have some free time, make it Suntory time. Suntory is okay. I'm not a big fan of whiskeys. I was a big fan of like vodka, which in clear liquid. Rum, sometimes, but sometimes it's too sweet. Vodka is the best. It just, but you can't drink much, too much of it. It will kill you. Eventually. Then I got a whole bunch. I was looking at this guy, which I like, Noriyaro. He has a drifting tube channel. I'm looking at his stuff. And that's how I got the capsule, which then I got a vending machine. What? Then I got a car crash thing. Where did that come from? But anyway, I think today I'm over the time anyway. So, yeah. It's okay Friday. It's okay Friday. So now you have a new thing you can say. Instead of, yeah, thank God it's Friday. TGIF. It's a mid Friday. Above mid meh Friday. Yeah, but it's okay Friday. IOF. Yeah, that's this Friday. It's okay. Okay. Anyway, I keep saying okay. So many okays. Wonder how many pennies. Imagine each time I say okay, I get a Bitcoin. God, I'll be a millionaire by now. No, I'm not. I don't think so. So, and also, when I say so, wonder how much I will get. And every time I say anyway, have a wonderful weekend. Have a wonderful Friday. Hopefully you're healthy. Drinking coffee like me. If you don't drink coffee, drink tea or drink whatever. Just don't drink some of those, too many of those energy drink. It will just poison your brain too. Yeah, just relax. Relaxing day. You don't need to meditate today. Just Friday. Chill out. There's a crisis. Who cares? That's the kind of Friday you gotta be. You gotta get into that mood, you know? Yeah, so that's it. Have a wonderful day of November 11th. 111. Oh, 1111. 2022. Oh, interesting. Yeah, have a wonderful day. I'll be back on Monday.